We are concerned about obesity because it has to do with the percentage of the amount overweight people are. We know in Alabama that actually a third of the people are considered at appropriate weight, a third are overweight, and a third are obese. It's this upper third that we are most concerned with because it being a little overweight is not as great a health problem, but once they reach the obesity level, it is a real problem.
In Alabama, that's 30.3% of adults who are officially obese. That number in Mississippi increases to 32%, which I believe is it tops the nation in obesity, correct?
Yes, and of course it varies from year to year, but unfortunately we in the Deep South lead the nation in obesity.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. It seems like Alabama and nearby states have been at the top of this obesity index for a long time now. It's no surprise what this survey is showing. Is it diet? Is it lack of exercise? Maybe it's hot. What is it about the South that keeps people obese?
Of course, it's a combination of inappropriate exercise or lack of exercise and poor eating habits. So we in the South, unfortunately, are seeing this expansion of the obesity levels because we no longer are usually required in our work to be physically active. And now it's not required in all schools to have physical activity above the eighth grade in Alabama. So many young people are choosing not to exercise. Of course, it's lifestyles such as being more sedentary, such as watching television, playing video games, being on the computer, as opposed, in children's case, going outside and exercising. And adults don't have to stay physically active because of most of their jobs. So we're seeing a real change in exercise patterns among young people and adults. And, of course, we're not making appropriate food choices.
You folks at the health department are sort of the harbingers of public health. What are you doing to get the word out that that Alabama is a highly obese state, and what can people do to trim down?
Well, of course, to educate the public so that they're better informed of what is transpiring in our society, with working through mass media to get out the message. Most people are aware that what the body mass index is now, the fact that there are concerns related to obesity and health problems. The fact that first you have to educate the public, and then there are various programs going on at the local level. Local groups such as the YMCA have excellent programs that they've started up, and the health department is working with these local groups.
And this isn't just an issue of vanity or if you look good or look overweight. This is a health issue, correct? I mean, we're talking about obesity leading to diabetes and heart problems, right?
The onset, what we are seeing from this obesity levels that we're seeing an explosion of diabetes. Diabetes over the last 10 years in the state of Alabama and in the nation has doubled among our population. And then with the onset of the health problems, such as diabetes, you're having additional health consequences in later life, such as heart problems. It goes through the entire body, just things that people sometimes take for granted, such as their blood pressure. If they put on additional weight, usually the blood pressure goes up. If they can control their weight and get it down, usually their blood pressure improves. So it's a cascading effect, and putting more stress on the body and having consequences later in life because of it.
We shall see what next year's index shows us as well. Dr. Jim McVeigh, the Bureau of Health Promotion at the Alabama Department of Public Health. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.